This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. Addressing the 114th episode of Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister said the poor, the middle class and the MSMEs are getting a lot of benefit from this campaign and it has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Highlighting the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on 2nd October this year, the Prime Minister said it is the success of this mission that the West to Wealth mantra is becoming a popular among people. He said people have started talking about reduce, reuse and recycle. He commended those who turned this mission into a mass movement. He said this is also a befitting tribute to Mahatma Gandhi, who dedicated his entire life to this cause. Encouraging people to participate in the Mega Plantation Drive, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign, the Prime Minister said it leads to amazing results for the entire society, which is truly inspiring. World Heart Day is being celebrated across the globe today. Every year on 29th of September, this day is observed to raise awareness about cardiovascular diseases and promote heart health globally. The day serves as a reminder for individuals, governments and health organizations to take proactive measures in preventing heart-related conditions, which remain the leading cause of death worldwide. This year's theme is Use Heart of Heart for Action, which encourages individuals to take proactive steps in caring for their hearts and promoting a heart-healthy environment in their communities. On the occasion today, Union Minister of Minority Affairs and Parliamentary Affairs, Kiran Rijiju, today flagged off a 3-kilometer marathon from India Gate to Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, marking the World Heart Day. A mass traffic awareness program was held where all the drivers of private vehicles owners took mass oath in the program to abide the traffic rules and regulations during the 4th General Conference of All Arunachal Pradesh Private Transport Association, Upper Subansiri District Unit. New executive members of the district unit, AAPPTF, was declared during the program. With the theme, Cleanliness is Next to Godliness, the Mariang Area Youth Association led and launched a mass cleanliness drive across the Mariang Township in collaboration with the Department of UD and Housing, Mariang Subdivision, Pasighat, today. Meanwhile, the district police, Upper Siang Yingkyong, also organized a cleanliness and tree plantation drive under the aegis of Swachhata Hi Seva, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign in the premises of SP office Yingkyong today. To help the rural community access easy, free and timely legal services, a free legal aid clinic at police station Mabo was inaugurated yesterday under the initiative of the Arunachal Pradesh State Legal Services Authority in collaboration with District Legal Services Authority, East Siang District, in compliance by the order passed by the Supreme Court of India in Right Petition Civil number 427 of 2022 titled Bachpan Bachao Andolan versus Union of India NORS. The clinic aims to provide legal aid to the poor people and weaker sections of the society, ensuring that everyone has the opportunity to seek justice and support. A mega 7,000-kilometer long Vayu Veer Vijeta Ka Rally from Toise in Ladakh to Tawang in Arunachal Pradesh is being organized to mark the 92nd anniversary of Indian Air Force on 8th of October 2024. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will send off the rally from the National War Memorial in New Delhi on 1st of October before it is formally flagged off from Toise, one of the world's highest altitude Air Force station at 3,068 meters above sea level on 8th of October. The rally will culminate at Tawang on October 20, 29, 2024. The aim of the rally is to raise awareness among the people about the glorious history of the Indian Air Force, the deeds of valor of the air warriors in different wars and rescue operations. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.